He's Trevor Limey. Phillips, say hello to somebody.
Hello to somebody and also my mom and dad.
When you say hello, it's hello, like H-A-L-O, hello.
Hello.
I'm not criticizing, I'm just observing. You just have an interesting way of saying something.
I'll work on that.
And remind me after I do the introductions, just say, hey, there was something you wanted to ask me. Okay, Limey?
Okay.
Just remind me of that.
You got it.
All right. Heir to the Levi Strauss fortune, Dan Levi Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse.
And if I only had a brain.
Dan, say hi to your sponsor.
I would love to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason from Stiefel, where you can get a complimentary second opinion on your retirement portfolio. Stiefel is a member of the SIPC and NYSE. For their phone number and more, go to
MarkandJason.com.
And hello, everyone. And hey, Frank, don't forget that you were going to ask Limey a question.
Yeah.
No, he's supposed to tell me that.
Oh, okay.
He's supposed to say, don't forget. Glad to have him with us again, live and in person. You just heard his segment. Now he's here to just sit back, relax, and be entertained. Bill Cleveland, say hi to everybody.
I would like to say hello to everyone, including Jim Cox. I heard him call into the show. Was it last hour, earlier in the show?
Yeah.
I used to work with Jim at Easy Listening Station when I first started in radio. I called him Uncle Jim. He's the nicest guy, but I heard him say he wants to play pickleball, so... Jim, you call me. I'll play pickleball.
Oh, as Mike Evans would say, he'll kick your ace.
I bet he would. He's a pretty athletic guy.
He is, and he's played tennis forever and ever and ever, and those people are usually pretty good pickleball players.
Yeah.
So let me know how that goes. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
You are so kind, Jim.
And we have no idea where Rat Boy is.
No.
We just remember what he used to sound like. He sounded like this.
Jeez.
Yep, that's it. Please give it up for Bruce Limperst and the All Boy Orchestra. Talk about MD Health and Wellness, and then I'll ask you, Limey, something somebody asked me in an email, and I didn't know the answer to, so I'll just hear it directly from you. MD Health and Wellness is in Bridgeton. Where they're located is really irrelevant, because it's not like you're going to be going there every week or every other day, but I do think you should consider making a trip there, an appointment there, and visit them, and let them meet with you. And you need to know that, you know, it's going to take an hour, maybe, I'm guessing, because they're going to do sort of a get to know you, your body, your allergies, your issues. They're going to weigh you. They want an EKG. They want to do this right. It's kind of like Thompson Price's people remodeling a kitchen. There's a lot of stuff they need to know about you so that once they have all that, they can then send you away with a plan so that when they see you a month later, you've lost about 25 pounds. And that's very doable. That's a pretty good average of what people lose. The weight loss business is a fascinating business to me. Just because there are too many people in it. There are far too many weight loss programs that have no idea who you are personally. They just want some money and they want you to buy their stuff, their food or their pills or their liquid or whatever it is. And it's a business where it's real easy to take advantage of people because I think unhappy fat people are vulnerable, and they're it's easy pickings, easy prey for a lot of these places. So it's confusing. Every one of these things that all, you know, if you do this, you'll lose weight. This is the way to go, and that's the way to go. I'm going to tell you something. A doctor supervised plan makes all the sense in the world to me, because this is not about a product. This is not about them selling packaged food or cereals or pasta or something. It's about them helping you jumpstart something that I hope will become a regular way of life for you. It actually has for me for the last 2 years, for the first time in my whole life. I've never in my life counted calories or looked at calories on a box or something. I know it's there, And I know in some restaurants you go and you look up and they're going, okay, here's a burger with some fries and this whole thing is 486 calories. I didn't pay attention to that stuff. Now I do. Because I get it. I understand that if you don't do that, if you don't watch those calories, you're going to be fat again or you're just going to get fatter. And if you say, well, I can do that myself. I can count the calories. Yeah, you can. But you're not going to do it. You're not, you don't, we don't have, most of us, the discipline, the self-control to get that first 25 or 30 pounds off. We just don't. We need help. And this is where the help is. MD Health and Wellness. Again, they're in Bridgeton. I'm going to give you a website. I hope you'll go there, take a look at all that they do, and then make that first appointment. Is it free? No. That's the other thing I find interesting is I'll get an occasional email from somebody. Well, I didn't realize and I had to pay. Yeah, most of the things in your life that are worth anything are not free. You pay for the expertise, for the research that somebody else has already done. And if you stick with it and do what they tell you, you don't have to be fat. You know, MD Health and Wellness. They're in Bridgeton. The website is mdhealthwellness.com. Now, the email I got, Limey, was somebody, and I'm not sure why they asked me this. They heard you sing.
Okay.
And the email essentially said, we know the guy's a horrible singer. And they wanted to know if you could tell a joke. Have we ever had you tell a joke?
I don't think so, no. No, I don't. No.
And maybe the reason for that was the British have a reputation for either not having a sense of humor or having a weird sense of humor. Can you tell a joke?
Sure. I don't know a lot of jokes, but I could think of something.
Think of one. Give me a joke. What joke can you think of?
Okay. What do you call a man with no arms and no legs?
No. Oh. That's not really it. That's not like
when
a
were
joke.
You telling
that's
a story?
A joke is like
telling a story joke.
No. Matt.
No, I was going to say.
Well, yeah, the answer is Matt, guy with no arms and no legs.
I was going to say unfortunate, but yeah, sure, Matt works.
Unfortunate.
So you cannot think of a joke. You can't think of one joke.
No, most of them, I don't know long jokes like that, unfortunately. Normally,
what was the joke yesterday?
Like,
does anybody remember the joke yesterday? What was the joke yesterday? I don't even
know. Oh, man.
I believe.
Isn't this unbelievable?
Wow, this is terrible.
And oh, you?
Nope, that isn't it.
What was the punchline? Do you remember what the punchline was?
It was a... Oh, my gosh.
Isn't this weird?
It's so horrible.
I told it, and I don't know what it was.
We were all...
Was it a cannibal joke?
No, the cannibal...
Yes. Oh, it was.
Yes.
It was.
Oh, yes. Yeah, it was the cannibal... All right, Limey, do you remember the cannibal joke? It's the father and the son, and they see the woman.
That's right. Yeah.
Yes. Yes, I do.
All right, tell that joke. Go ahead.
Okay, so out in... I'll paint a scene for you. One day, a father and a son are walking through a forest. They're checking out, enjoying the area. And
you forgot to mention they're cannibals.
The cannibals.
Yeah. This, it's kind of important. That's kind of important. It's very important.
Right. Okay, so this father and son that just happen to be cannibals are walking through a forest one day. They're looking for people to eat, and they stumble upon this campground. And on this campground, they see a lonely, very attractive young blonde woman. She's there herself.
He added blonde. Mm,
yeah,
yeah,
right.
That's
right,
good.
Good.
That's good. Making your own. That's good.
On the outside, they're watching her, and the son says to the dad, "Hey, Dad, she looks kind of tasty. I'd like to throw some rub on that, and maybe throw on the smoker."
Whoa. Hang on here. I'd like to throw some rub on it.
Yes,
throw some rub on her, throw on the smoker.
You know what he's doing? No, he's making it his own version. I didn't have that in my joke. Go ahead.
And the dad's thinking, I mean, those ribs look delicious, you know? We could easily cook her up, have some Sunday dinner. But then he starts to notice that this lady is quite buxom. She has quite a nice figure to her. And he's thinking, hey, that's not too bad. And the son says, well, you know, we could keep her handy, have her as a little pet to kind of clean around the cave and around our site where we live, which I'm assuming is a cave. And then this dad says, well, hang on a second. How about we keep her and just eat your mom?
All right, you know what? That's not paper. I like put some rub on her.
Yeah.
Put some rub and put her on the smoker.
Put some rub on her. and she's blonde.
Yeah.
And buxom.
And buxom.
Yeah.
Not bad.
Thank
not
you.
Not bad.
Thank you.
You gave it some stuff that I didn't have in there when I told it. I'm planning this trip to Canada with my boys in August to go fishing, and this is interesting, I think, information. Maybe it won't be to anybody else. Everybody around here knows what Lake of the Ozarks is. Is there anybody who hasn't seen Lake of the Ozarks? Limey, have you ever seen it?
I've been to the Lake of the Ozarks, actually.
Okay, well, then you've seen it.
Yeah.
Lake of the Ozarks is a 54,000-acre lake. The shore, and Bill has mentioned this before, the shoreline of Lake of the Ozarks, because of all the little coves. It's not a real wide lake, but it's a long lake. Dam to dam, it's 99 miles long. And the shoreline, if you just measure every little mile in coves and out of coves, is more miles than the coast of California. Okay, it's longer than the entire coast of California. But here's what blew me away about this lake in Canada. Lake of the Ozarks is 54,000 acres. We're going to be fishing in a lake called Lake of the Woods up in Canada. It's 1,000,000 acres.
Whoa.
Wow.
Yeah. 1,000,000. Like 950,400 something. That is a gigantic lake.
That is pretty massive. I was, sorry to cut you off.
No, I can't even imagine.
I was talking to Dan yesterday, actually, and Jim here in the production studio, and I just read a news storyline that said a submarine came up through the ice on Lake Erie and hung out with some fishermen. They surprised him, and they ended up swapping fresh fish for some baked goods and hot chocolate. And Dan and Jim were just like, that makes sense.
And hold on. Now, are you kidding me?
No.
Submarines are in Lake Michigan?
Yes, yeah. Thank you. That Lake was my Erie, reaction. Right? Lake Erie. There was a submarine up in Lake Erie. And I just like, to Jim and Dan, this is just normal, not something too surprising. To me, totally blew my mind because there is a submarine, a seafaring vessel, in a lake.
Yeah, but Lake Erie is huge.
Those are like oceans.
No, okay,
it is
right.
Massive.
Have
you seen the Great Lakes?
I have not seen the Great Lakes. I've seen them on a map, and I can tell they're pretty
it's
big.
It's like the ocean. It's not like a lake like you think of a lake. It's like the ocean.
Yeah.
It massive.
That just amazed me, though, that's all, that there was a submarine in a lake.
No, I would never expect a sub to pop up while I'm out fishing.
Hey, what did the catfish say when he hit his head?
What?
Damn.
You know how old that is?
Whoa, I know.
I thought I got to sit back and be entertained.
Every four-year-old knows that joke. So I had to go pick up some stuff at the grocery store yesterday, and I'm in the checkout thing. There are certain things that I will never understand in my life, and I'll never figure out people, women especially. I started looking at the magazines at the checkout, and nothing has changed in the last 40 years with these magazines. Every single one of these women's magazines has the same exact cover and the same stories they've had for 40 years.
Cosmopolitan's the best.
I promise you that if you pick up any women's magazine, this month's issue, the word diet is on the cover. And something about the star's secrets for losing weight.
Right.
There'll be six ways to be ready and slim and trim for summer. Okay, six secrets to having that body you want. I'm not kidding. Every month, every magazine, it's the same stories. Nine things to drive your man crazy in bed. That kind of stuff. I just don't get it. How can a woman pick that up and think, oh, look, here's something different this month? No, it's not. It's the same exact stuff.
Cosmopolitan usually always has, because they have those little articles, the things on the side right there on the front, and it's always has something, enhance and lengthen your orgasms.
Right. Yes.
Something like that on a Cosmopolitan. Always. There's always something about orgasms on there.
Well, you know, I mean, they are kind of important.
So. Well, here, look, I don't mind saying I have experienced an orgasm, and I've never understood why that needs enhancing. You know, these guys choke themselves in the closet or something.
Oh, my Lord.
What is it you're trying to make better?
That's
about as great as the thing can be as it is. Why do you need to make that better?
Yeah.
No, I'm not kidding.
I know.
I don't.
Why in the closet, though? Is that where you go to...
Well, you can hide there. You don't want people to see you hanging yourself and choking yourself.
And we always talk about the first time somebody discovered something or figured something out. It's like the first guy that... Whoa!
Yeah, who is that guy? Yeah. And how did he discover that if I put a noose around my neck and almost die, woohoo, boy, will I have a good one. I don't know how you discover that. Now, there are a couple of things that I watched last couple of days that I've never watched before, and they've been on for a while. Here's the first one. It's on TLC, the Learning Channel. It's called My 600-Pound Life. Have you ever seen that? Yes.
And woo. Boy, it will just...
Folks, most of you, if you have even basic cable, you have the Learning Channel, TLC. Watch this thing. Watch My 600-Pound Life. It's on several times. They repeat it. It's like four episodes back to back. I can't even believe what I was looking at. These people, and you feel really bad for them. You can't make fun of them because it's so sad. This guy, I couldn't see his feet because his legs were so fat they covered his whole foot. It's like he's just walking on globs of flesh.
Can he even walk?
No, they waddle and they have to have help. And 600 pounds is, man, that's a lot of weight.
Well, they can't ride a roller coaster at Six Flags, that's for sure.
They can't do a lot of things. Now, we knew a guy who was really, really big and... I'm not going to say who it was. I know that Dan knows who I'm talking about. And he passed away not long ago. Are you laughing at fat people?
No. No. Sure? Yes.
This guy was probably 450, 500. And at one point, I offered to take care of his gastric bypass surgery. And he refused it.
Oh, now I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, did you know that? You never knew that, did you?
You told me that later on, yeah.
And he turned it down. And that's when I had plenty of money, and I was happy to do it. I thought, I'm going to do something really good. I'm going to save somebody's life. And I had a private conversation with him, and I said, look, there's no way that you want to be this big. I'm going to help you fix this. And he proceeded to tell me, you know, he couldn't afford that. So I said, don't worry about it. I'll take care of it. And he said no. He said, I don't want to. I'm okay. And now he's dead.
Mm-hmm.
I'll never forget that. My 600-pound life. Get a chance, check it out. Now, here's the other thing I watched. And again, I will never understand who watches this or why they watch. Keeping Up with the Kardashians. Have you ever seen the show?
No, I've never seen it.
Watch it one time. Watch it one time. And when you do, you're going to realize two things. There are people in this world who are absolutely clueless about what it's like to just be a regular average person.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing you'll realize is it's not just one or two or three people. There are thousands of people, women primarily, making these people rich, making these Kardashians rich. And they are rich, really rich. And let's see if we can decide why they're rich. What is it that they did? Nothing.
Kim Kardashian.
Nothing.
Yeah.
Kim Kardashian made a porn DVD.
Yep.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
And from that spawns this empire. And I watched her. I watched the whole show. And I listened to her speak. And I watched her in a couple of. She's an absolute airhead. She's stupid.
Don't they keep getting ratings though? Is that what it is?
I guess.
The show is just like.
I just don't understand who. Would watch that.
Remember the Jersey Shore?
Oh my God!
I never watched that. That's another one.
That's another great example.
I normally don't watch reality shows.
No, I don't either.
There's a lot of buzz now about this Oprah thing. When I read this morning, All right, let's start here. Oprah made a speech at the Golden Globes, and everybody thought it was so powerful. It sounded presidential, like, oh, my goodness, she sounds like she may be a candidate for president. And then the buzz started, and she's not saying she wouldn't do it. And even her boyfriend, Stedman Graham, says, oh, yeah, if that's what people wanted, she would run. Now, check this out. When I think most people know, she owns 10% of Weight Watchers. Even though she's a big woman, she's this Weight Watchers thing is doing really well since Oprah's face is attached to it. So the Golden Globes were what? Sunday night, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Weight Watchers stock in one day, and that was the trading day yesterday, just because she got up and made that speech, jumped 12.2%.
Wow.
Which means that Oprah herself yesterday, in one day, just yesterday, made $36 million.
Oh, my goodness.
On just her Weight Watcher stock. Now, there ought to be something like illegal about that. You know what I'm saying? It's like you're manipulating your own stock somehow. You get up and make a speech, and your company is all of a sudden worth a lot more money, so you make a lot of money. But it's legal. It's perfectly legal. Mm-hmm. And good for her. We should all be that brilliant. $36 million.
Well, I think her speech was geared towards women. And most women used Weight Watchers, and they just probably just went crazy with that, and that's what happened. So I don't know that it was so presidential, though. It was all about women.
The problem with the speech, it was a good speech, but the problem is, if you know, they have all these pictures floating around now with her and Harvey What's-His-Face. So you knew all of that stuff, and then she wasn't brave enough to speak up. But now, you know, a couple of people at the bottom of the totem pole were brave enough to speak up, and now she's a hero.
You better clear your throat.
I know. I'm so sorry.
It's the thing to do now.
To speak up now.
Yeah, but they made her to be this hero speaking out on behalf of all these women when she knew all that stuff was going on. She had to have known all that was going on.
Of course she did. And I don't know that she herself was even a victim of that. Yet she's going to do. And look, it's hard to criticize Oprah. Oprah Winfrey has done some brilliant things personally and financially. But my goodness, the idea. And that's the money she made just on the value of that stock yesterday. That's not anything else she does. She's worth, right in the neighborhood, they say $2 billion. So good for her. All right, I have a question for Limey. Let's go back to grade school science for a minute, because a listener sent me this, and it's 1, 2, 3, 4. It's like 5 just little interesting tidbits here.
Okay.
There is only one part of the human body, Limey, that cannot heal itself. What is it?
A tongue, maybe.
Tongue can heal itself.
No. Okay, then.
If you bite your tongue, it'll heal. You're close, though. It's a tooth.
Oh, wow. Now, this
I don't get, and I've heard this before. I heard this years ago, and I've never tested it. I've never tried to do it. And I don't know how this could be possible. They say if you get into the bottom of a well, go down in the well to the bottom, or a tall chimney. Like, you get in a fireplace, let's say it's cleaned out, and you get in there and you look up, it needs to be a fairly tall chimney, that even in the middle of the day, you can see the stars. Why would that be?
Now, say that again.
You go down in a well, like on a farm, all the way down, and look up. Even in daylight, you'll see the stars. Same thing with a chimney.
Because there's no light?
Yeah, you're cutting down the amount of light so much, but... No offense, but I've looked up a couple of chimneys and I've seen the sky. I mean, the light outside, so I didn't see any stars. But maybe the chimney wasn't long enough.
Yeah.
Well, looking up and seeing lights, one thing, but seeing stars, that's a whole different thing.
I've never experienced that. No, I don't know how that works.
All right, one last thing, and this is kind of fun because we've talked on more than one occasion about what it would be like to live in one of these towns where you know, one side of the street's a central time zone and the other one is, you know, eastern. And that would just be weird. And there are places like that. But get this. University of Alaska. That university sits on four different time zones. Now think about something. Now think about something. You've got class at 2 o'clock. Well, I've got biology at 2 o'clock, and then right after that, I have world politics at 2 o'clock, and then at 2 o'clock, you can actually have four classes at the same exact time. Now, how in the world do you go to college at the University of Alaska where there are four different times? How do they schedule anything? And with you, people just getting completely screwed up. Four time zones, one university. So, give that a little thought. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
I've said before, deathbed jokes are really funny to me. I don't know why. Shouldn't be, but they are. There's a guy, he's dying. He doesn't have, this is it. I mean, it's the last hour. And his wife is with him. They've been married 45 years. And she's holding his hand, and he says, I've been with you for 45 years. She says, I know, hon, I know. He says, this is it. I want to say, and I don't know where to start, but he says, I'm going to ask you to do something for me. It's probably the only request before I die. She says, of course. He says, once I'm gone, I want you to remarry. She says, well, I don't know. No. He says, please. I not only want you to promise me you'll remarry, but I want you to promise me that you'll marry Jack Harper. She says, Jack Harper? You mean Jack Harper at your work? That Jack Harper? He says, yes, please. Promise me you'll marry Jack Harper. She says, I thought you hated Jack Harper. He says, oh, I do.
Now let's get a check on traffic with Tori Lyons.
Traffic's brought to you by GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. A serious accident has southbound 94 shut down at 6440. The left lane also blocked northbound 94. Accident northbound 270 north of Dorset. Delays from an earlier accident southbound 270 past 44. Accident westbound 44 west of Shrewsbury. Bumper to bumper eastbound 70 past Lambert to Bermuda. Jams Compton to the Poplar Street Bridge eastbound 64 and eastbound 70 stacking up at Tucker. Great news, there's a quick way you could save money. Switch to GEICO. GEICO can help you get great coverage at a great price, and it only takes 15 minutes. Go to GEICO.com and see how much you could save. I'm Tori Lyons, reporting for 590 The Fan. Now back to the large morning show in the afternoon.
Hi, this is Tim Woodburn. My firm, Gateway Investigations, has been in business in St. Louis for over 10 years. We use modern GPS technology to find people or to figure out what they're doing when you're not around. Call me, 238-1367, or email me, tim@gatewaypi.net.
Hollywood Casino. Come play, where the rewards and thrills never end. Catch the big game with a cold beer from 99 Hops House. It's your play call with 99 different beers to choose from and great food to fuel your fun. Enjoy live sports entertainment where you're always on the winning team. Hollywood Casino St. Louis. Must be 21. Gambling problem? In Missouri, call 1-888-BETS-OFF or visit 888-BETS-OFF.org.
Hey, this is Cam Jansen from 590 The Fan. And losing your hair is tough. Anybody out there that's going through this knows exactly what I'm talking about. Then I found out about the good people over at Hans Wyman. And man, their state-of-the-art facility and educated staff really impressed me. I decided to go ahead and give them a try, and I could not be happier with the results. They are the only company that has a state-of-the-art artist robot and PRP. This is the only artist robot within a 750-mile radius. I left Hans Wyman with no stitches. blemishes, no scars, and felt no pain at all. Why be bald when you could have hair? Call today and set up your free hair and scalp analysis at 844-909-HANS. That's 844-909-HANS. Or visit them online at hanshairloss.com. I have a very special offer for the listeners of 5-9 The Fan. Mention me, Cam Jansen, and receive $500 off your artists or PRP procedures. That's $500 off your artists or $500 off your PRP procedures at Hans Wyman.
Hi, I'm Kerry House, president of Lane House Roofing Exteriors. You probably know the best way to choose the contractor is by a referral from friends or family. We recently completed a $27,000 roof for a customer in Chesterfield that was paid for by his insurance company. The customer was the fifth of five brothers that we've roofed for. Now that's a referral. All five were insurance claims, saving these guys over $100,000. I personally met with their insurance adjusters and was able to get all five covered. Lane House has handled over 2,000 claims since we opened in 2003. We service the entire St. Louis Metro. If you're hearing this spot, you're in our service area. Lane House is A-plus rated by the BBB. Call for a free estimate and mention AM and the PM, and we'll give you a $25 Visa gift card along with your estimate. Call 314-845-2166. That's 314-845-2166 or lanehouseroofing.com.
Doug Vaughn here to tell you about Bertarelli Cutlery. Now, I'm best known for two things, spitting red-hot sports takes and legendary culinary skills in the kitchen. I've been going to Bertarelli for all my kitchen tools for years. They have it all, knives, pots, pans, mixers, meat slicers, and all the gadgets and gizmos you could ever imagine. Bring in a set of knives with Bertarelli Cutlery's knife sharpening service, and in 30 minutes, your blades will be better than new. So shoot on down to Bertarelli Cutlery on the Hill or shop online at BertarelliCutlery.com.
The more colorful characters that are part of this show is the guy we're about to introduce to you now. He has a brother who used to be his brother, now it's his sister. He also masqueraded as a flight attendant at one point in his life, and he really isn't the flight attendant. Step aside, Leonardo DiCaprio, and Catch Me If You Can. And then he also pretended to be somebody that was part of a duo with a hit record. He wasn't really that guy either. And there's more. Lots of stories. His name is Mike Evans. He is brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. They're next door to each other. They're east of all the other stuff in Chesterfield Valley. And gift cards are always a great idea. Annie Gunn's and the Smokehouse. And they're only closed on Monday. Annie Gunn's and the Smokehouse Market. Would you give it up, please, for Mike Evans? You should be really happy. You have plenty of time to do whatever you want to do today.
I can.
Wide open.
Paqua's theme all week, hotties that are hot golfers. Today, name the name of the hot golfer, Carrie Underwood.
Oh, yeah.
Sandra Bullock.
Oh, yeah.
Margot Robbie. Jessica Alba.
Hi, ma'am.
I have some interesting nuggets. At the Golden Globes on Sunday, Hollywood was screaming about the horrible, horrible, disgusting practice of some Hollywood stars sexually harassing women, which I agree, horrible. But let me point out how hypocritical Hollywood really is.
Thank you.
Yesterday I viewed videotape of the 2003 Oscars when convicted child rapist Roman Polanski won Best Director for The Pianist. And back then, Jack Nicholson, Kevin Spacey, Meryl Streep, Jane Fonda, Arnold Schwarzenegger, and yes, Oprah Winfrey, stood and gave the child rapist a standing ovation. Of course,
that stuff should be replayed so that people could be told and reminded, just, you're right, what hypocrites these people really are.
They really are. I mean, Polanski wasn't even there. He had already fled the country after being found guilty of 6 counts of raping a 13-year-old.
But they get up now and act like oh, well, nobody will ever remember that we stood behind this guy.
But that certainly didn't bother those stars back then. Gave Polanski a 5-minute standing ovation.
No.
Wow.
Horseshoe Hollywood hypocrites.
What is it? Limey has a question.
Well, no, I had I thought that Roman Polanski got busted in Switzerland about 2 years ago or a year or so ago. Is he still out there free, or did he finally, is he now in jail?
No, he's still free, and he's living in Sweden.
That's sick.
It's unbelievable. And now there's talk that they are finally going to let him back and guarantee him no jail time. Horseshoe Hollywood hypocrites.
Wow.
On a lighter note, Alabama quarterback Tua Tagovailoa won the football college championship for Alabama. And now Tennessee Titan quarterback Marcus Mariota has a chance to win his team the Super Bowl championship. I bring this up because both guys went to the tiny little St. Louis High School. Wait a minute. Just up on the hill above my home in Kaimuki, Oahu, Hawaii. This little high school is called St. Louis High School.
Really?
On the island of Oahu. And there's never been two quarterbacks come from the same high school that won the Super Bowl and the National College Championship. Nor less from the small state of Hawaii.
That guy was a freshman, and the other quarterback was a freshman, and man, they were good.
Yeah, they were. Is that unbelievable, though? Both went to St. Louis High School, right above Kaimuki, where I grew up.
Pretty cool.
Wow.
NFL owners say that they are surprised that the TV ratings went down this past season, but they were absolutely shocked that playoffs took a huge, huge drop the first week of the playoffs. Well, I'm not surprised. Here's the deal. In my opinion, 10 years ago, fans followed their teams. Now, with the popularity of fantasy football, fans follow the players on their fantasy team.
Mm-hmm.
And when the playoffs start, fantasy football's over.
Mm-hmm.
So no surprise that the huge TV ratings went down. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
makes sense.
Yeah.
Does that make sense to everybody?
Yeah.
Yep.
Hard to believe, but it is
true.
Green Bay Packer quarterback Aaron Rodgers is dating race car driver Danica Patrick. I hope she's not too fast for him.
Hello? Good for him.
I thought
radio humor?
Yeah, that was good.
She's odd, though. She's a weird duck. Kate Hudson tells friends that she may marry Danny Fujikawa.
Be careful with that.
Yeah, right.
Danny Fujikawa. I misspelled it there. It's Danny Fujikawa. He's known for, what is he known for? Well, he did a 12-second voiceover in the movie Scumbag, but he's mainly known for being a movie crew production worker, moving furniture on movie sets and bringing coffee to the cast and crew. But while he was doing that, he met Kate Hudson. I think she is hot. And she fell in love with him. Looks like they're going to get married.
That should work out.
Huh?
That should work out. Movie star and a coffee runner. That'll work.
Now, how about this, Franco? Speaking of odd celebrity couples, Paris Hilton's fiance. Chris Zilka made $400,000 last year.
Okay.
Yet he reportedly paid $2.3 million for her engagement ring. How does that work?
I don't know.
He made $400,000, but he paid $2.3 million for her engagement ring. How does that work?
Took out a loan?
He's good. Yeah. he's good with money. He's really good with money.
He must be good with money, or you know she paid for her own ring. Come on now.
Yeah,
since going public regarding wine sleaze, Ashley Judd, she's an idiot though, has had countless television and movie offers. She says she's never seen so much work in years. 3,000 women were surveyed and asked what they would prefer, really, really great sex or really, really great food. And the envelope, please.
Mm-hmm.
Any guess what they...
Food.
I'm going to say they said sex.
74% said great food. They asked the same question to men. Any guess how that went?
Sex.
Got to be the
100%.
92% said sex. I've had some great sex. I've had great sex in my life. Sometimes I've been alone when it happened, but
yes, I knew you'd say that. Hey, let me ask you a question here. This I, Tanya, did you see that movie?
Fabulous movie.
Okay, is it a scathing like she's the worst human being that ever lived, or are you sympathetic when it's over? I'm curious, and I'll tell you why.
You're sympathetic because it's her mother who's the crazy one.
Okay, because when they acknowledge
that
she was
got the Golden Globe,
well, they acknowledge that she was in the audience, and that's when I realized, well, this movie must be sympathetic towards her, because otherwise everybody would have booed when they said.
Oh, she, her mother was a monster, and really, she was mentally. She wasn't all there because she was beaten and so mistreated by her mother.
Okay.
But there you go. But she was still trailer trash. I mean, her way of thinking, but it all came from her mom, who was a very sick woman. 2018 love prediction, Meg Ryan and John Mellencamp will marry in 2018.
Well, I sure hope so.
That's beautiful, Frank.
Yep.
Justin Timberlake, Whoopi Goldberg, Oliver Stone, Jennifer Lawrence have all invested in their own California pot farms.
All right.
Far out, dude.
Yeah.
In case you haven't heard, there's a documentary being released next month about Yelp, charging that Yelp will charge restaurants money to buy ads on their website. If they don't buy ads, they will take out some of the good reviews.
Oh, my goodness. Does it always have to be about money?
This actually went to court, and the courts ruled that Yelp... They caught him doing it, and they said, well, it's their website. They can do anything they want. But you might want to consider that next time that you pick a restaurant on Yelp's recommendation.
Yeah.
I love New York Post headline. Over the story that 85% of the lawsuits brought against the city of New York by regular citizens are settled out of court. They never even go to court. They just pay them off. Headline screams.
Good.
It's suit your city. Huh? It's suit your city. Get it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if I do.
Suit your city.
Yeah, that's not the
It's best. Sue your city. It's Sue your city. From rock and roll. Hello?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh. I got it.
And finally. Try to bring it all to the broadcast, Frankie.
I know. Keep bringing it.
Pop quiz question theme this week, hot golfers. So who is the hot golfer we're talking about? Is it Carrie Underwood, Sandra Bullock, Margot Robbie, Jessica Alba?
I'm going to go with Jessica Alba.
Carrie Underwood.
I'll go Buttocks. She looks like she could knock it around pretty
good. Buttocks.
Yeah.
Sandra Buttocks.
Has an 8 handicap, Jessica Alba.
Whoa.
Wow.
Come on, please. Everybody have a great day. Take care. You'll be to talk to your mom, Mike Evans.
All right. There he goes. Mike Evans, courtesy of Annie Guns in the Smokehouse Market. One is a restaurant and the other is a market right next door. And they're east of... all that other stuff in Chesterfield Valley, and there's a lot of stuff in Chesterfield Valley. So just go east of all that. There they sit, and they're closed only on Monday. And gift cards are a good idea. They sell thousands of gift cards every year. I don't know this store. I'm not a shopper. Dan's a shopper. H&M, do you know that store?
H&M, no.
Yeah, H&M. It's a clothing store. I don't know if there are many over here, but it's pretty popular over there in Europe.
Yeah, well... did you see the
I
hoodie?
I did.
This is unbelievable that a company, that something like this could slip through the cracks. I don't know anything about the store. Of course, my wife knew it. I said, have you ever heard of this H&M? Oh, yeah, she knew all about it. They ran an ad, and it was a black boy...
oh,
wearing a
this.
Hoodie, mm-hmm. And printed on the hoodie, it says, coolest monkey in the jungle.
Yeah.
No! Now, how could somebody not, before it went to press
look
at that and go, you know what, this might not be a good idea. You got a little black boy and you're calling him a monkey, but nobody, either nobody caught it or they deliberately let it through. And so now, naturally, it's a big deal and they've apologized. I always love the apologies. The image has been removed from all online channels and the product will not be for sale in the United States. Which tells me, is it still for sale other places? The little monkey hoodie? Are they still going to sell it?
Probably, a monkey is not really a derogatory word for a black person in England, as far as I know, or in other parts of Europe.
It's not?
No, that's not something that really caught hold over there.
I don't think racism is as much as it is here over in Europe, is it?
It is. It's just kind of, by now, people are just over it. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're racist, you're racist.
Are there
racist.
A lot of black people in London?
I don't know.
Are there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep. There are quite a bit. Most of them are of Jamaican descent, not African descent.
Yeah. Can you, you ever been to Jamaica?
I have never been to Jamaica, but I would love to go.
Yeah, it's, how would you describe it? It's great.
Yeah.
As long as you don't, like, go into, you know, where the native.
The shanty people, towns.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's really, dangerous and, disgusting. And, you know, it's not like the resort's one thing, but that's not how people live in Jamaica. And I think Mexico has places like that. The only place I've ever been where there wasn't no poor section or area where, you know, you go, ooh, I don't want to go there, is Bermuda. Bermuda is the most pristine. I'd love if we could put a trip together with listeners to go to Bermuda sometime. I would. And we got to do it. We got to do a trip. We got to do a 2018 trip. And we're talking about doing a river cruise in Europe. But I read that this morning. Yeah, well, why not? Yeah, we skipped a year, so we double up and go first class. This morning, they released the article on the new Royal Caribbean Symphony of the Seas. Every year, there's a story that comes out where now there is a ship that's bigger than any ship ever. Every year, there's a bigger ship and a bigger ship and a bigger ship. And these things have gotten to, they have a suite. It's two stories. Your cabin has two levels, two stories to it.
Wow.
And then they've got zip lining on the ship, and it's got
a ship.
Tube. Yeah, I've seen that.
And there's a tube, like a water park tube, where you get in. You slide. It's 9 decks tall.
Wow.
Jeez.
Yeah. So at a point, I think your ship may be too big for me. That's, I don't know, that may be a little too much.
Too much going on.
Too much going on. Too many people and too crowded. Now it's a floating city. Mark and Jason, you know who they are, Mark Rudin and Jason Becker. Let's talk about something real quickly. Let's talk about retiring or changing jobs. Everybody listening to me, you may not be old enough yet or ready to retire, but you may change jobs, maybe because you want to change jobs or because you don't have a choice. So when you retire or change jobs, if you have a 401k plan, there's some things that you need to get the answers to, like should you cash it out or do you do a direct rollover to an IRA? Do you need to pay tax on that money when you retire or change jobs? What about penalties? Are you going to be penalized? Do you know the answer to that? Are you entitled to some favorable tax treatment? What is the growth potential of that money? You probably don't have the answers to those questions, but I have a couple people who do. Their names are Mark Rudin and Jason Becker. MarkandJason.com is the website. They're financial advisors with Stiefel Nicholas. Stiefel's a member of the SIPC and the NYSE, and all we're asking you to do is something that you'll probably thank us for down the road, and that's just set up a complimentary meeting. There is no charge, there is no pressure, there is no obligation. If you have $25,000 or more, just give them a call. Set up a meeting and see what they have to say. And again, everything you need is at their website, markandjason.com.
Doug Vaughn here to tell you about Bertarelli Cutlery. Now, I'm best known for two things, spitting red-hot sports takes and legendary culinary skills in the kitchen. I've been going to Bertarelli for all my kitchen tools for years. They have it all, knives, pots, pans, mixers, meat slicers, and all the gadgets and gizmos you could ever imagine. Bring in a set of knives with Bertarelli Cutlery's knife sharpening service, and in 30 minutes, your blades will be better than new. So shoot on down to Bertarelli Cutlery on the Hill or shop online at BertarelliCutlery.com.
All right, we've come to the end of the line. Robert's Rules of Order. I don't know anything about it except I remember in school, it was like any old business, any new business. Is there anything we didn't cover? Dan, anything we need our people to know that we didn't let them know?
Did we
get it all covered today?
I think we covered it all.
I think we got it all
covered. Yeah.
I would like to leave now and go have some Dippin' Dots, but I have no idea where to get them. Do you ever have Dippin' Dots? I just got this thing for Dippin' Dots.
The only place I ever know you could get Dippin' Dots is at the zoo or like a movie theater.
Well, that's it. I'm heading for the zoo. Hey, thank you for being with us. Thank the police officer every chance you get. Have a great Tuesday evening, everybody.
You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending, that's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell. Please come again.
Go on, leave! Get out! Next!
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right, dude.
All right, Dan. Goodbye.
All right, Dan.
Bye,
this is Jim Hayes, and you're listening to 590 The Fan KFNS, Wood River, KPNT HD2 Collinsville, and Inside STL St. Louis. The